What is up, you guys? Welcome to the podcast. So, tonight's podcast is going to be about not letting fear or people literally take your dreams away. Which, it's kind of funny because I have this planned out this morning because I was going to do it this morning and then I decided just to free ball this morning. And if you didn't listen to the morning podcast, it's full of rambles. This is going to be slightly ramble-ish, but it's okay. Letting people dictate how you feel and what your dreams are is a very big lesson that I've had to learn. I've had to learn to never let the fear of striking out keep me out of the game. Cinderella story. Cinderella was my favorite princess growing up. A Cinderella story was my favorite, like, remake of the movie. I could watch it every single day. And that quote's kind of stuck with me. And it's so true. We get to the point where we're old enough to start living our own lives and we start comparing lives, like, oh, my best friend has, you know, her own place, she has her own life, like, she can go get ice cream at 9 o'clock at night and doesn't have to worry about anything. Stuff like that. I do it every single day. I'm learning that I'm just gonna have to put in all the effort and it's gonna take some time, and it's gonna take a lot of mind stretches, and I'm not gonna let the fear of anything keep me away from that. And that's been like one of my biggest struggles, is I care what people think, and I don't wanna mess up. I don't want to fail. I hate failing, but I do it often. And I don't know if this is going to be a long podcast or not, but I just know that I have to take steps, you have to take steps to create the life that you want. Everyone's talked about, like, a manifestation board, writing down in a journal, like, what you want, and then a year, see where you're at. And I had all these dreams, but I didn't work hard enough, because I'm human, and I've let certain things get to me, but no more. Like, when I say, and one of my best friends is going to be very proud of me for this, and I'm going to tell her after I record this podcast, but I'm finally letting all of it go. I don't care what those people that instilled so much fear in me have said or will say. Sorry, I think I'm a lot. It's a habit. But I'm letting all of that go. I'm letting the people who, like, just instilled this, like, absolute terror to move forward. This absolute, like, it was crippling. Like, for a month and a half, really couldn't, like, feel anything. I still really can't. I haven't really been happy in a very long time. And so that changes. You know, my priorities, I will say, have been kind of messed up. But at the same time, I need to realize that at the end of the day, it's me, and it's my responsibility to handle the things that need to be done. And if I can't handle just the mundane things, I need to fix it. I need to fix whatever is going on. And a lot of that is letting other people dictate my fear, my happiness, my work ethic. I will be honest with you, my work ethic has not been the greatest since I left one job, just because I let myself get motivation from things that were not healthy. My work ethic, my livelihood. I mean, it's literally like I've let people just take over, and it's not healthy. My mental health has not been the greatest. I've laid in bed the last couple days scrolling through, like, applying for jobs that, like, I have never done before. Because I want to get this up off the ground, but I need, like, a balance, you know. I always say, start, you know, while you have a job, and then make this your full-time job. And that's, like, been the hardest thing for me, because I just want this to, like, I'm very impatient when it comes to certain things. If I'm patient with you, know that, like, that takes a lot for me. Because I'm the most impatient person when it comes to anything. And it's very annoying, and I don't like it. I don't like confrontation. I don't like getting asked questions. I don't like... No. And I've let people just walk all over me and dictate all these areas in my life that they shouldn't. And I will be the first to tell you that it's been hard, but I'm letting it go, because letting people overtake every aspect of your life is, I will never understand why it happened, why I let it happen, but I was at a very vulnerable place in my life, and the last year has really, I feel like I've lived in a simulation, if that's what it's called. If someone can, like, redirect that statement for me, that would be great. Because it's just one of those things. And so, I felt like I've lived, because, like, I've done the same thing, and I've gotten the same results. And we all know what that is. Insanity. And I want this summer, I say it like it's not already summer. It's been summer for like 5 days. I want this next couple months, these next couple days, to just really, like, open my eyes and, like, let me have, like, a piece of grace, of joy, and just know that, like, it wasn't my intention to let all these people walk over me. It wasn't my intention to let them take away so much from me, but I did. And I'm learning. That's life. That's what we do as humans. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm thankful for the lessons that it's taught me, but I'm ready to move on. So, that's not where I thought this was gonna go. I had a whole other plan about mainly talking about dictating fear out of your life, and just being filled with absolute joy, and going after things that you want. If you want to start writing a blog, do that. If you want to do YouTube, do that. It's going to take hard work and determination, but if you do it, I believe the process will be really beautiful. So, I'm going to actually end it here, because I think I've said what, like, I really want to say. These next couple podcasts, I will tell you, will be a little bit more structured. I'm going to listen to a couple podcasts, get an idea on, like, how they do theirs. They have people with them. I don't. I'm using Anchor. I'm just chilling with my dog. Like, drinking Capri Sun before this. Like, I'm just living life. And so, I need to learn how to structure everything up a little bit. And learn how to do that. So, that's gonna be fun. But, yeah, these podcasts are about to get really, really just interesting. I'm gonna ask for a couple of my friends to come on. I don't know how we're gonna do it. Because we all live busy lives, and at the moment I can't really travel. But I have really interesting friends, and I think the world needs to hear their story. And it's just fun how to really just share your testimony, your story, your journey with the world, because someone out there is going to listen to this and be like, if she can do it, I can do it, because I know that's how I am with certain, like, influencers, and if they can do it, I can do it, you know, it's just going to take a lot of work, but at the end of the day, like, 6 months from now, I want to say, what is 6 months from now? July, August, September, October, November, December. So, 6 months into the year. What? We have 6 months until Christmas Day. So, like, around Christmas, I want to be able to, you know, fully put a lot of this mental health issues. I know I always, like, have depression and anxiety and, if not OCD. If you don't know, I have OCD on certain things. Like, you can have, I did not know this, a couple of my friends also have OCD, and they have, like, specific, like, obsessive complex, just, like, it's not just, like, you want to control everything. Sometimes it can be, like, a little, like, tiny thing. And I know I always have that, and I can manage it and learn from it, but, I don't know where I was going with that. Where was I going with that? See, I'm losing my thoughts. But I'll always have that. So, I have to learn how to cope with that and be the best version of myself with that. And someone else out there has, you know, OCD and anxiety and depression. And they're listening and they're like, if she can do it, I can do it, you know? But I do know it's going to be a lot of work, and it's going to test my limits on something, but we will do it. We will conquer it. So, I'm going to leave that here, but just be prepared, be ready. Everything's going to, in 6 months, I'm going to be able to say, I saved this amount of money, I worked my butt off, and I did it. You know, I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
That's all I got for you tonight. Just know, the next couple podcasts, I will be trying to make it a little bit more interesting, and a little bit more, like, not so rambling, but we will see. And I'll try not to say, every other sentence, but no promises. So, with that being said, thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Thank you for listening. And I will see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a wonderful night. And don't forget, share with your friends, because it really does help me. I promise. Thanks.